The following podcast has been rated TVMA, NSFW, R, and NC-17, so it is not safe for kids. Put your children to bed. You spent enough time with them anyway.
Times are getting a little easier these days, but that don't mean taking time for yourself needs to. When you want a drink, you want to work for it. That's why I only drink Malort. Its unusual full-bodied flavor of deck varnish and viper piss is a taste savored by two-fisted drinkers. So if you think your two fists are strong enough, why not grab yourself a shot of the only booze big enough to knock some sense right back into you? Jepson's Malort. It'll kick your ass for you, so you can take time taking her easy.
Proud sponsor of Chad the Birdcast, which is what you're listening to right now. Hey, what's going on, everybody? My name is Chad. I'm a bird. This is my Birdcast, and you are listening to it. There, now we are caught up. I feel like it's necessary to have a centering moment every day. So, like, there's yours. Congratulations. No matter what's going on in your world right now, this is what you're doing at this particular moment. You don't have any other responsibilities to worry about. For the next, I don't know, 15 minutes, just go with me on a journey for a second. And when it's over, I don't know, maybe you'll learn something. Maybe you won't learn something. Maybe you'll just be like, huh? But still, you did something that wasn't doing what you were doing. So, you're welcome. Oh, what do I got? First off, I got new merch. We got a new shirt. We got the Dark Seed Edition. Yeah, last limited edition was the Camp Tee, which was like a fun hyper-color kind of vibe. This one's the Dark Seed. It's got my logo on it. It's black. You can wear it to the arcade. You can wear it to game night. You can wear it out. It's formal wear because it's black. And I think you'll dig it. But we also have the beanie. If you are looking to shred some rails and looks super dope during it. We've got the three colors. We've got Midnight Hawk. We've got Steel Beak. And we've got Hoth Falcon. It's just black, gray, and white, really, when you look at it. But that's way cooler names. So you can get one of those. We got stickers. So you don't even have to buy something else. You just get a sticker and put it on there. Done. Go to ChadTheBird.com. Check out the merch. Grab yourself some. All the money goes to me and the people that created it. It's just my face. They made it. Jen Betancourt, who you have heard before on the Birdcast. We watch the Star Wars Holiday Special usually every year. We didn't this year because we have we need a break. But she designed our logo, so she gets a cut. And my producer gets a cut, and any other designer that creates stuff gets a cut, and then I get a cut. So that's where the money goes. So if you want to donate, buy some shit. Don't just give me money. Get something out of it. That's proper donation, I think. But it's also cool if you want to give me money. You can just do that. My PayPal is super easy. But if you want to join the party, get on my Patreon, kick us some cash. We've got new bonuses coming up and such. If you just want to know what's going on with me, check out Discord. I pop in there. Follow me on YouTube if you haven't already. That's where we put all the full-length shit. And then, obviously, TikTok and Instagram, which is probably how you got here anyway, so you already know I'm already there. So, 2 weeks ago, we went on the road down to Blue Island, Illinois, for the smoke show at the Blue Island Beer Co. It's me, Jamie Schreiner, John McCombs, Grit, and the Double Knit, and my pal and yours, Bill Larkin. And we all went down there to hang out. Here's the story, because I've seen a lot of people in the comments asking about it, but so I'm going to tell you. All right, the venue got a bunch of weed distributors and dispensaries together in kind of like a weed market. So if you showed up there, you got to walk around the weed market and buy some cones and shit, and then you can come and sit and listen to the show. Now, here's the thing. They were not in separate areas. So the weed market was actually right behind the audience that was watching the show. So there was a lot of across a chatter, and everyone got a contact high. You'll see it in the video on YouTube, which is just my set. I don't have Jamie Schreiner's or John McCombs or even Bill Larkin's on there. But you'll see like plumes of smoke just kind of rocketing around the room, and you'll hear an awful lot of chitter chatter. And that's because humans were buying weed, which I'm never going to stop them from doing, while we were doing shit. So that is what happened during that.
And then when people were complaining that the crowd wasn't responding, the microphones, I know that sounds like such a shitty internet person being like, I blame the microphones, but I do kind of blame the microphones. Cause like the sound that you hear on the fucking YouTube is actually from the back of the room. So that's why it just sounds like people are like, whoa, what's this delicious? Cause we were listening to the people buying weed, not the people watching the show. So the audience was fine. They were high as fuck though. That's like how I would have responded were I watching my show that fucking stoinked, and which they were. And so, yeah, it was a combination of everybody just being in a groovy place, and also the mic wasn't in the right position, and also shit ton people were buying weed. So you didn't really get the full experience of the smoke show. It was quite dope, as it were. So we're going to be doing it again in May. Keep on it. Get ready. Come on down. I don't know who's going to be with me this time, but it's going to be wild. Jesus, it was so fucking intense. And like, you're going to hear me mispronounce so many words this time, and they are place names of places I should know. First and foremost, it's I mispronounce San Rafael. I said San Rafael. I mispronounce Mount Tamalpais. I called it Mount Tamalpa. Uh-huh. And then I mispronounce Bolinas. I called it Bolinas. I don't know. As mentioned, the contact high was quite strong. The force was quite strong with me, I have to be honest. So you'll note that I sound a little slow and a little wild, and I'm saying some weird shit and pronouncing things incorrectly. And that's because of the contact high of the room being just completely schmazzed with dank. It was one of the best nights of my life. And it wasn't even night. It was like the show started at 4:20 and we ended at like, I don't know, Monday. So I have no complaints. But I wanted to set the record straight because I saw a lot of that in the comments. They're like, oh, this crowd is weak. I'm like, no, this crowd was stoned, as was I, as was the entire room. So I'm not going to do anything but sing its praises. Well done, Blue Island Beer Co. You came, you saw, you conquered, and then we got some sweet, sweet snacks afterwards. So here is me live doing my damnedest to get through the history of 420 on the stage at the Blue Island Beer Co. for the smoke show, already in progress.
Promise that you like me, cause it could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will.
Friends, Bromans, Country Time Lemonade Makers, it has been a week, so raise your Pringles high, and let's see what flavors you got, man. Calling out to my tokers, my lovers of dank, to ye, you connoisseurs of the Crunchwrap Supreme, welcome. Bring it down for a second, listen up. We should give credence to the history of why are we always getting high at 4:20? Because history is important. Time does not remember, so we do. And heeds must be paid. Plus, I gotta get this history out because I've been getting a contact high just breathing and I'm gonna forget what the fuck I'm doing. The great author, C.S. fucking Lewis once said, the future is something which everyone reaches at a rate of 60 minutes an hour, whatever he does, whoever he is. But I'm like, hey, you ever accidentally drink a monster? 10 minutes, you'll break in that fucking rule standing still. Plus, you'll have to piss so bad you could run to the future, grab your post-piss self, and trade places. Now I hear you. How do you accidentally drink a monster? Well, okay. So I was stoop drinking at Travis's because it's like 70 degrees in Chicago the last 3 days. And what happens when that happens is the city party is like their guests at a wedding, but then they stumble around looking like they were just rescued from a cave. So he said he had like this Arizona iced tea in the fridge. He's like, just fucking take one. And I was dehydrated because I like to party and I didn't like look. So yeah, I chugged like I was at the gym. I didn't realize I was drinking concentrated panic until it hit my beak, and then it was too late. I was too thirsty. I guzzled that rocket of fizzy apple and adrenaline and immediately thought I accidentally drank cleaning supplies. But then I was like, that's fucking ridiculous. Put fucking multi-surface cleaner in the fridge. And then 10 minutes later, it was Wednesday. So yeah, C.S. fucking Lewis.
You can time travel if you accelerate yourself too much. And I don't know if you've been watching the news lately, but you humans collectively need to take your foot off the gas, man. And thankfully, we got weed. So to you lovers of Doink, defender of Endo, you hot boxing foggers of the snooch, and those who remembered to bring water, good 420 to you and to all who observe. I know it's a number, it's just math. It's just an arbitrary numerical measurement of time. But if you're indulging in the timeless art of getting higher than a bat's ass and crushing some Cheetos, you're not going to want to be doing math right now anyway. The air feels fresh when you treat yourself to your hobbies, you know? Charged with devil's may care and lettuce, every burrito a feast. You there, boy, what day is it? No, for real. Is it Monday? I fucking hope not. It might be. It doesn't matter. The time always comes around and you're ambitious. You could do it twice, but who's getting up at 420 a.m. in the fucking M? Not me, man. I don't like protein shakes. I like to chew things. I don't do cardio. I got a tiny heart and running is for thieves. In fact, to those of you not being cool right now and are judging our annual scheduled meditation fog, might I suggest you be patient with those of us that apotheosize the great Kinebus during this time, most excellent, because we're not going to be much help to you, okay? Unless you need someone to help you with snacks, as in graze on them like a well-traveled goat, then yeah, we got you, but otherwise we're not going to be productive. And also, fuck you, Narc, it's been a week. You might be a lot less aggressive in the comments section if you would take a knee once in a while. So yeah, it feels to let the world turn for a minute. Not saying lose sight of goals or anything, gotta have goals. Who's gonna make a Walgreens run in the next hour when the Kettle Backyard Barbecue runs out and we need crunchable sustenance ASAP or we're gonna get bummed? So yeah, stay focused, but like soft focus. Keep it romantic because we deserve it. We've been working hard. You've been working hard. It's been a week and we've been maintaining, fuck. We've been saying we're gonna make it through this year if it kills us since every other year. Might be okay to just try to get through it. Dig deep and find your deepest depths of apathy and like grip the sides, ords out of the water, lads, and lean. Use your back, not your arms. That's how you hyperextend. And we gotta make it to land. Just kidding, you don't have to work that hard. It's a metaphor. Go warm up the PlayStation. It's gonna be a marathon. It is a rare privilege to speak to you during this communal plunge into the coral reefer we often traverse so much that I actually have an alarm on my phone to remind me when it's 420 and also what I'm supposed to do. That's how hard I go, because I don't know if I've said this already, but it's been a week, and the only way I can simmer down the kettle is with pop, man, so fuck you if I get a little Dr. Seussie. I'm sorry if I say some medieval shit sometimes. I get linguistic! When flipping the bim-bam, I could start rhyming at any second. You're going to have to deal with it because I'm feeling it. And this week I've had plenty. So when it's 420, please don't prevent me. Be more friendly and let me sneak a beat because it's been a week and the time is right to get right. Yeah, that counts as a rhyme. If Paul McCartney and Wings can rhyme jet with jet, then I can do whatever the fuck I want, Dad. The fuck was I talking about? Oh yeah, so here we are taking this moment to ruminate the history of why you decided, humans, that 20 minutes after 4 o'clock we should spark up and tune out. Why not 3 p.m.? Why not noon? Why not 10:04 p.m.? That's when the Hill Valley clock tower was struck by lightning, sending Marty McFly into the future. If that's reason enough, we should get blazed and crush BTTF. We're going to want to do Back to the Future too, but we'll only get about 30 minutes in before we're passed out among the blankets on the couch. It's basically Thanksgiving. You do it enough and it's a tradition. But we gotta remember why, because history is important when it comes to something, whatever. Things come from places, and that's important, because if you've been doing the thing so long you forgot why, then you find out you started doing it because of something stupid. Like, what if 420 started because some guy that worked at a restaurant where Jesus had the Last Supper was asking how many for dinner, and the guy was like, for 20? And it turned out there was 12, and he looked like a fucking idiot. And then we just get intentionally stupid around that time. That's the reason. What if it's because they were doing science shit in the 50s, sending messages into space, and one came back and the computer translated it to 420, and the scientists were so freaked out, they were like, fuck it, I'm out, called it a day early, and now we honor that by checking out around that time, fulfilling the prophecy or whatever. What if, like, around that time, Socrates
was walking and thinking about stuff, but he wandered too far and ended up at an elevation that was unfamiliar to him. And at the time, the like lack of oxygen got him really fucked up, basically invented hiking and getting high at the same time. It could be from so many things. There's so many theories why we bake beans until it's cloudy with a chance of munchies outside at 420 any old day. Popular theory is that it's because of police code for marijuana, but that is not where that comes from. There's no such code. And you figure, well, that's what they want you to think. But like Google is free, Cook County Sheriff Code 420 actually means assist other agency notification, which sort of sounds like it means something, but it doesn't, like Wi-Fi or Corinthian leather or enough cheese. It's just not a thing. A lot of humans think it's because 420 is the California penal code. It's not. That's 11357, but you can't sew that on a patch. You'll look like a stormtrooper, and we're one with the force. You dig, Oba? It gets weirder because you're humans. Of course it does. A lot of people think it's because of the Bob Dylan song, Rainy Day Woman, 12 and 35, because 12 times 35 equals 420, and that song's about people getting stoned. And that must be. But the official explanation is that, quote, two women came into the studio, and Bob Dylan correctly guessed their ages were 12 and 35. Which is no less possible, but it's also fucking creepy, just saying that out loud. Not as fucking creepy as humans think we get high at 420 because Adolf Hitler's birthday is 420. And then that's gotta be why, but like, that's a leap. But it's totally something you can hear a stoner say when you're just hanging out on the quad. Just like minding your own conversation, and Craig comes by and is like, you guys know Hitler's birthday was 420, right? Kills the vibe, kicking it in the dick, and now you have to deal with it. But Craig was wrong as usual. The truth, the real reason for 420 is because a bunch of kids wanted to get high because school sucks. Back in the early 70s, Steve Capper, Dave Reddix, Jeffrey Knoll, Larry Schwartz, and Mark Gravich were a crew from San Rafael High School in Marin County, California. And they were known as the Waldos because they hung out by the wall. See, sometimes things are just a thing. And they would meet up every day at 420 by the statue of Louis Pasteur to get ripped and do weird shit, and they would call those weird things safaris, but they were probably more like wandering around and laughing at shit. And if you've ever been bambied on the dinky dow, then you know exactly what a safari is. But why 420? For the same reason it is and has always been. Because it's the right time, man. School was done, but their parents weren't home yet. Quote, we got tired of Friday night football scenes with all the jocks. We were the guys sitting under the stands, smoking a doobie, wondering what we were doing there. And then Stephen Bloom from High Times was wandering through the lot, which is a term for the groupings that tailgate Grateful Dead concerts back in the day. A chronic of deadheads, I believe, is the correct term of venery. And then a deadhead handed him a yellow fire. Quote, we're going to meet at 420 on 420 for 420-ing in Marin County at the Bolinas Ridge sunset spot on Mount Tamalpa. And Steve figured that was that. And like all things that afternoon, it was also dope. Quote, I started incorporating it into everything we were doing. I started all these big events, the World Hemp Expo and the Cannabis Cup, and we built everything around 420. The publicity that High Times gave it is what made it an international thing. Until then, it was a relatively confined to the Grateful Dead subculture, but we blew it out into international phenomenon. And why the Dead? Because it turns out Dave Reddix used to work with the Grateful Dead bassist Phil Lesh as a roadie, and well, where there's smoke. So that's what that was. And now 420, both the time and the date, are just synonymous. It goes hand in hitter with smoking some diz. So much so that the number of the California state bill that established the state's medical marijuana program is 420. That's true, I Googled it. But of course, the rumors are strong. Anyone doing it right probably forgot why they were doing it right in the first place. Anyone ever ask you, your biological instinctual reaction is, cuz, and that's really what matters. Best thing to do is just go with it. We decide we're gonna grind a few gaming hours until it's too late for a normal takeout, and we gotta get creative with what's open, then so be it. If it be that we decide to go down a YouTube binge hole of weird, kind of pervy 70s cartoons and chase it with Letterkenny bloopers, then so fucking be it, tis done, tis honored. We've been laughing about the same weird noise the fridge made an hour ago, and it's looking that's like just gonna be what's happening till we crash, and that's how we're gonna do, man. So join us, get pizzas, because we are honoring the tiggity, okay? Because we deserve it. It's been a week. Happy 420, everyone! I mean, technically it's 5:39, but fuck it, I don't care.
Before we get into the special thanks, I want to point out a couple of things. Another thing I noticed in the comment section is people wanting me to know desperately that 420 is also Hitler's birthday. And I want to be like, yeah, that's why we smoke pot in America on 420, is to honor Hitler. Like, the conspiracy theories, the fucking bullshit comments. Come on, guys. For real, come on. And even if you don't believe that that's the reason why we do it, you're just saying it to say it. What do you hope to gain from that? We're not smoking to honor Der Führer. We're smoking because of the reason I mentioned. Fucking Pinochet's birthday is on Thanksgiving, which we shouldn't even be celebrating anyway. So look, we can't have nice things if you're going to be a doink like that. Just recognize, two things can be true. And the more you talk about Hitler's birthday, the more people are going to know. Who gives a fuck? Fuck that guy. Special thanks to the Barracudas for their kick-ass song Promises. That's what you're hearing on the back end. Thank you to Jepson's Malort for sponsoring me. Thank you to Blue Island Beer Co. for having us. Thank you to you for listening. If you would like, if you have a moment, to check me out on TikTok while it is still here, I do have a very special bonus moment from that show where me and Bill Larkin and the band Grit and the Double Knit, that was the band on stage with us, are performing a cover of Mojo Nixon's Are You Drinking With Me, Jesus, in honor of Mojo Nixon, who passed away. This was his favorite, like one of his favorite bars in Illinois. And so we decided to do a song in his honor because he's one of my heroes. But it is only available to watch on my TikTok page because fuck you, Congress. That's dumb. TikTok's gonna stay, I know, but like, go watch this one time only deal just to show me that you care. But that's about it. Come get some merch, come get some more me, find me on all the things, and we'll talk next week. All right, I don't know why we're fighting. Ugh, I'm still probably coming down. It's a swag over, that's what it is. Whoo, nailed it.